Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance. From the GunBroker.com studios.
On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
It's 2021, and we're in a new decade.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense GunBroker.com studios on this national radio broadcast. I love this. The GunBroker.com studios on the Crossbreed Holsters microphone. Every bit of it presented to you by X Insurance. You heard Peter Reif mention that in the intro for us. X Insurance is a superior company. I spoke with the CEO yesterday. There's big stuff coming down the pike. I've been telling you this for a while. It takes time to put this stuff together because we're talking big stuff. We're talking like meeting you at venues that we create around the country specifically to get to summit meetings, et cetera, with sheriffs, attorneys general. This stuff doesn't happen overnight. So bear with us as we move and continue to grow. But you're here with me. All of this presented by X Insurance in the GunBroker.com studios. The Daniel Defense raffle, two more days left. Greg, what did I say? The 23rd, right? The 23rd. So we got 2 days left. 2 days left on this. Visit armedamericannews.com. Click on the Daniel Defense logo banner that you see. It talks about the raffle. Get yourself a raffle ticket. Support Marty and Cindy Daniel and the Double D Foundation, shooting sports for youths. The Utes. What did you say? Did you say Utes? Remember that? My cousin Vinny, it's the youth shooting sports, the most participative sport in the country for kids, and no one talks about it. And Marty and Cindy Daniel are doing wonders. But here's what you can win, $7,742 worth of rifle, optics glass, and training on that rifle, not to mention 500 rounds of 6.5 Creedmoor to go along with it. It's a real deal. Marty and Cindy mean business. We've got 2 days. I would love to see an Armed American Radio listener. It's $25. Get out there and support this cause. It is a tremendous cause. Also, I see some new names flipping by those of you in the comment section. Ricky, welcome in to the show. We appreciate that very much. If you want to watch the program live from the Video Network studios of Armed American Radio in the Atlanta, Georgia area, you can do so on Apple TV, Facebook.com/OpsLens, on the OpsLens app itself. You can watch it on, Amazon. You can watch it on the Fire Stick and others. Make sure you're watching, but please don't do that while you're driving. But the radio program, the television aspect of it, Armed American Radio is growing like a weed. Before we get going with my guest, I want to thank my compatriot, my partner, Lee the Gunwriter Williams, who you heard yesterday on the show, and let me tell you why. Armed American News, when I originally founded it as the second cornerstone to the broadcast empire that we are creating here at Armed American Radio, the parent company CCW Broadcast Media, my intent was to dominate the pro-gun rights news that we get and how we disseminate that information, separating news from opinion, and we are well on our way. Another story picked up, we found out today, by the NRA from Armed American News is now running at americasfirstfreedom.org. The NRA picked it up, and the column is so good, it is going to the print edition of America's First Freedom. If you are an NRA member, millions of you are, millions of you get the publication. I get it as a member of the NRA. I can't wait for the magazine. I read it from cover to cover. It's just one of those magazines. When I get it, I read it from cover to cover, face to face. Armed American News will be highlighted with the story from Lee Williams. We are off to the races, and we couldn't do it without you, and we couldn't do it without our partners. Stay tuned. Big stuff is happening. I can see the building now. Lots of glass, bulletproof, of course. Maybe giant pillars on the sides made to look like cartridges with the big Armed American Radio, Armed American News, CCW broadcast logos around the top. Those days are coming. We're not playing games with this. We mean it. Somebody else who means it is a very good friend of mine, someone who I can say honestly helps lower my blood pressure when he's on the show. Stephen Gutowski, founder of The Reload, formerly of The Free Beacon. Stephen, I'm so glad you're here today. I need somebody to calm me down, and you are just the person and the personality to do it. How are you, brother?
I'm doing well. I'm glad I got a positive effect on your mental health there.
You do, because you just your personality. You and I have been around the block together. You know, we've done a lot of radio together over the years. You and I have shared the podium many times together at the GRPC. That's coming up this weekend, by the way. We'll talk about that briefly. We've shared panels together. And when you're on the, and I just love, you and I talked personally the other day about a topic we won't mention on air, but nonetheless, you have a calming effect on me. So thank you. You're good for my mental health. Save for the fact what it is you write about and what you do so well. And we're going to go here today because yet again, another definitive piece on Section 230. They just never stop, Stephen. I'm going to let you explain this. Of 230, of course, being what you hear about with big tech, you know, taking the protections of Section 230 away from big tech so that they can be sued, et cetera. But what does this have to do with guns? I'm going to let you jump in. Let's start there because, yet again, a definitive piece over at TheReload.com. What in the world am I talking about?
Yeah, we had a contributing writer, Jake Fogelman, wrote a piece looking at the details of a new bill that was introduced in the Senate by everyone's favorite senator on the show, I'm sure, Dianne Feinstein of California, which essentially would try to remove those Section 230 protections from online gun marketplaces. So things like Arms List, right, Gun Broker, where effectively it would try to make Arms List or Gun Broker liable anytime that someone else used their site inappropriately, right? It's similar in a way to what they want to do with repealing the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, right? So anytime a criminal uses a gun to commit a crime, they want to be able to sue the gun maker or gun dealer that sold the gun, you know, even if it was 20 years beforehand, to somebody else, right? And so it's a similar idea here, except they're trying to use internet law, internet protections for internet publishers, right? So Section 320, or sorry, 230 protects, you know, there's a lot of conversation about it around, you know, Facebook and Twitter and big tech, like you mentioned earlier, but it really protects anyone who operates a website. And it means that you can moderate comments, so you can delete, you know, nasty comments, or I guess in the case of online gun marketplaces, you could delete listings that don't comply with their rules without then becoming liable for everything that's posted by a user on the website, right? And so without that protection, most likely these sites would have to shut down because they wouldn't be able to, or they'd have to come up with some way of personally vetting every single post that shows up on their sites, which in most cases is probably not realistic for these companies. So the goal, I mean, what the goal they say is obviously to reduce crime and stop illicit sales from using these marketplaces. But the effect, I think, in reality would clearly be to shut down all of these online marketplaces.
You mean, now Blumenthal's involved in this too, okay?
Yes.
That scumbag up in Connecticut. I'm gonna let Stephen keep my blood pressure down. Scumbag's as nasty as I'm going to get. He's involved. This is, by the way, and we want to give people the bill, Senate Bill 2725. This gets a little complicated. Section 230 itself gets a little complicated. I've dug into this a lot. And it goes deep into the weeds. It really, truly does. You got to get down, and this is a good analogy here, folks. You got to get down to where the snakes slither in the grass on this stuff. And that's what we're talking about here, because that's who's doing this and trying to use in Bill SB 2725, Section 230. The operative clause, Stephen, in 230 that applies to this, and I quote, because again, this is what Stephen does. Unlike anybody else, he just breaks it right down to what you need to know. And I quote, no provider or user of an interactive computer service, think Gun Broker in this case, this is the gunbroker.com studio, so let's make this personal. No provider or user of an interactive computer service, Gun Broker, shall be treated as the publisher or speaker of any information provided by another information content provider. In that case, think seller of a firearm. Correct, Stephen?
Yes.
Okay, but Gun Broker has its own set of rules. If you don't abide by those rules or meet the criteria, you can't put your gun out there anyway. Number one. Number two, this goes into, and I guess we're going to quote Feinstein, because this comes from the text of the bill. Do I have time to do this? I do not. Greg, how much time do I have left before the break? All right, music's starting right now. Here's the deal, Stephen. When we come back, I want to quote text from this bill and let you go down where the snakes slither in the grass, because this tells us really what their ultimate goal is. This is important information, folks. This is important stuff. Stephen Gutowski, thereload.com. You can go over there and join. I did the day the site opened. You should too. We'll be back right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tiger Light at tigerlight.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. Tigerlight.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive 3-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines 2 layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My 3-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free. this upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. We're just talking about GunBroker.com, were we not? Yeah, we were just talking about GunBroker.com. This is a quick segment, so we're going to jump back in right now with Stephen Gutowski from The Reload. Stephen, I want to go back into this again. First of all, welcome back, brother. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Oh, yeah. It's good to be here.
All right. The misuse of the word loophole. Now, Stephen is making some assumptions in his piece that Feinstein's comments are truthful. That's an assumption because they don't cite their sources, right, Stephen? So we're just going to assume they're being accurate, right?
Right. Yeah.
That's a stretch, though, isn't it? I mean, let's just be real.
No, certainly.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say they're throwing out numbers that aren't verifiable, really.
Right. They just say what they want. They get away with it. The media parrots it. It is what it is. The misuse of the word loophole aside, let's say Senator Feinstein's comments are truthful, and the goal of the bill really is to reduce the ability for prohibited possessors to obtain firearms. The text of the bill says, and I quote, "Every year, unlicensed sellers post more than 1 million advertisements on online firearms marketplaces in states that do not legally require a background check." Stephen, before I go any farther, what states are you aware of that do not legally require a background check? This is federal law. Let's just squash this now.
Sure. Well, obviously, on they're being too broad in this statement here. I believe what they mean is they're probably trying to say private sales, but obviously every state requires background checks on sales made through firearms dealers or gun stores and stuff like that.
Of course, and we'll go into again more into the weeds on this in just a second. See, it's hard to read this without stopping, but I'm gonna try to get through. Individuals with criminal histories and other prohibited purchasers rely on these postings to evade basic background check laws and procure firearms. One study found that nearly 1 in 9 prospective gun buyers who respond to advertisements from unlicensed sellers on a major online firearms marketplace would not pass a background check, which is a rate that is 7 times higher than the denial rate in contexts where background checks are required. I want to point this out, that if you are selling on GunBroker, that gun has to be transferred to who before you can pick it up? Because I've bought things from there, Stephen. I have to have it shipped to my dealer. I have to get a background check. I have to provide an FFL to every... I just lost a bid. Calm down. Blood pressure. I just lost a bid on a Colt Python 2 days ago. Had I won that bid, I would have had it to provide... Would have had to provide an FFL to the seller so they could transfer the firearm to me lawfully. Again, I ask, what are they talking about here?
Sure. Yeah, if you're buying across state lines, right, especially a handgun across state lines, or if you're buying from a licensed dealer, which a lot of people on GunBroker and other online marketplaces are actually licensed dealers anyway, certainly you have to go through the background check system in those cases, which does represent a lot of cases. It's kind of like gun shows. You know, you get a lot of rhetoric about how background checks aren't required at gun shows, but that's not true either. The background checks are required based on who you're buying a gun from, not where the transaction is happening.
All right. So your next guys, you got to read The Reload here. Let me again make the shameless plug, thereload.com. Stephen has this nailed. No one else does it like he does. That's why his work is cited on the floor of the Senate. Okay? Really, seriously, he's in the Senate record. By The Reload, because they look at see what I'm talking about here? This is the real deal. Thereload.com. We'll let Stephen tell us about that in just a moment. But take a listen to this. The bill does not provide a citation for the reference study, again, but again, we'll say for argument's sake that the claim is accurate. So we're working on that basic assumption, okay? Even with those concessions made, assuming that what you just heard, in other words, is correct and that Feinstein's numbers were accurate, it seems a more efficient strategy would be to target those clearly identifiable individuals who she just cited who are attempting to skirt federal law by unlawfully seeking a firearm rather than punishing lawful online marketplaces. Let me give you a very basic example. I'm a bank robber, Stephen, and I'm looking for a new car to rob banks because I guess like firearms thieves. I don't steal firearms. That's where firearms thieves get their guns, where criminals get their guns. But assuming that they're accurate, I'm going to buy a new vehicle to rob a bank. Why would you not go after me as the bank robber? Why would you go after the car dealer? Isn't this the same thing in a very basic analogy?
Yeah, essentially. I mean, they're using this study, which is obviously questionable to begin with, but still, even in the study, they don't find a very high percentage of these transactions being illegal. It's still a small minority, about 11%. You know, and that's not nothing, but it still means that about 90% of the transactions, even by their own estimation here, are perfectly legal. So going after the entire system, it seems pretty absurd, especially when you and I talk about this, but Jake talks about this more in the piece later on here. But obviously, there's good reason to question that 1 in 9 number. And we have a lot of studies that indicate where criminals actually do get their guns. And it's not from online sales at places like GunBroker or even from gun shows. It tends to be from people that they know, either people that they know who will go and do straw purchases, or other criminals they know who will sell them guns, or will people who aren't criminals but will knowingly sell them guns, you know, black market dealers, essentially, or they'll steal them, like you mentioned.
So imagine this headline, Stephen.
Is not popular.
Right, exactly. Imagine this headline. Mr. Schottenkirk, owner of Schottenkirk Dodge Chrysler Jeep, was arrested yesterday for selling a vehicle that was used in a getaway at a crime scene. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. That's literally that's who they're going after. Let's go after the source of these crime cars. I mean, I guess if Feinstein did a study, she could probably find out that, let's see, back in 1996 or in the early 2000s, Honda Accords were the most stolen vehicles of all. They were stolen more than anybody else. Highly sought after by thieves. And I guess if you did a study, you could find a study that showed that they were used in getaways probably more often than others because they were stolen at a higher rate. So Honda, we have to go after Honda. That is literally what we're talking about here. There is absolutely zero difference, except we're talking about cars and guns. And I like to use that analogy because they always like to associate and make comparisons between driver's license and cars and our gun rights. So, I mean, when you put this in, I mean, literally dumb this down to its lowest common denominator, that is what we're talking about. If I'm wrong, correct me, but that's what I'm looking at here.
No, yeah, that's a very apt analogy. I mean, in this case, it's kind of more like if a dealership is selling something on Auto Trader, they're just listing their sale on Auto Trader, because that's what GunBroker and other online marketplaces are. They're just hosting the listing. You know, they're not even involved in the sale in any way. It's just a sale between one seller and a buyer that's just been listed on the marketplace as you know, basically an ad.
It doesn't make sense. Let me stop you there. Let me leave this break with this. My local dealer and a very good friend of mine who owns the dealership had his firearms dealership broken into 4 times. Each time they rammed stolen vehicles into the wall to knock it down to get at the firearms, and they were successful every time. Back after this. As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com. Hey guys, Mark here. And you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show, indeed. Inside the GunBroker.com studios, I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today, coast to coast, on dozens of radio stations around the nation. All of it presented to you today by X Insurance. We'll talk about that after the next break. Honestly, I'm looking at some of the content or some of the comments coming in here, and a lot of new faces. Bruce Davenport says Dianne Feinstein is a prime example of why we need term limits in the Senate and Congress. She's been in too long and out of touch with reality. You are absolutely correct about that. And to all of the others that are new, and I'm seeing a bunch of new faces in here, welcome inside today as Facebook determines who gets to see we're online or not, because, you know, that's what they get to do. Anyway, I have to digress there because it's their ball, their bat, their field, and there's not much I can do about that. But welcome inside. Please make sure to share the post if you're watching online, facebook.com/opslands. You can also watch, if you don't like Facebook, you can watch the show at armedamericanradio.org. There's a really neat button there that says watch live. Click that, and guess what happens? Boom. There we are in your face from the Armed American Radio Video Network studios in the ATL. All right, Stephen Gutowski, back at you. Fascinating conversation. An individual, a very dear friend of mine, has had his gun shop broken into 4 separate times. And each time, the level of break-in escalated because he put in a new deterrent until we were finally able. And, you know, as he told me one day, we were sitting around, happened to have a bourbon talking about it. out on my front yard with a fire pit like a bunch of Georgia rednecks talking about guns with a glass of Dickel. And here's what happened. What am I going to do, dude? They're going to come in. They'll cut holes in the roof. That's what he said to me. Because that's what criminals do. Criminals be criminaling. I mean, if they want in, they're going to get in. The best thing you can do is deter it the best you can. And that's what he did. And lo and behold, they did it again. They did it. I mean, they were literally bashing Dodge Durangos into the brick wall until the wall caved in. And then they drove it through the safes so they could have 120 seconds to get in, get out, bash the, you know, bash through the counters and get in and get out. And that's exactly what they did. And they were successful. Now, here's the fun point. The fine point of this is they were busted. And it was a criminal gang running. They were busted in Augusta. A number of them were. They were running gang. They were gangs out of Atlanta running drugs up in drugs and firearms up into New York. And they were popped. Thank God there was some justice there. But that's who is predominantly doing these things, Stephen. It ain't coming from Gun Broker, and you know that.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what all the evidence we have indicates. It's just we tend to talk a lot about things in gun politics that don't really equate very closely to the actual root causes of gun violence in the real world. So we spend a lot of time talking about things like AR-15s and so-called assault weapons, and we talk about gun show, you know, the gun show loophole, and we talk about, you know, regulating, trying to shut down these online private sale, or really not just private sales, but online gun sales, and these aren't the causes of most of the problems surrounding, you know, gun violence in America. It's just not where the real issue is, and it's much more about the political issue and trying to offer easy solutions that get, you know, one side or the other hyped up about voting for the politician who proposed them.
Yeah. I look, they're very good at keeping Senate Bill 2275s out of the public eye, Stephen. They know how to couch these things so they don't get a lot of media attention. You know, does the media do their bidding for them to a certain extent? I mean, let me ask you that question. Hey, guys, don't talk about this bill. We're filing this bill, but shut up about it. Let's just let this skate through. Does that happen? Would they be that devious, the Democrats?
I don't know if there's anything quite like that going on with media coverage of this stuff. I think with something like this bill, it's important to note that this isn't going to pass anytime soon.
Right.
You know, it's not going to get through this Congress. And it looks like the Democrats are probably, you know, naturally just the current of things usually goes against the president's party. So they're going to have more seats in the next Congress either. This bill is more important in the sense that, like, it's a relatively new idea. I haven't seen this before, so it's worth talking about. But one of the reasons it doesn't get a lot of coverage is because it's not going to move anywhere. So that would be more, because my expectation would be that if this were to get coverage, it would be very positive coverage, from most media outlets, as you well know.
Right.
Please don't talk about this kind of deal going on. I doubt it. Certainly there's a general, bias in the media when it comes to guns that we're well aware of, in that they would prefer things like this in a lot of cases, and just frankly, a lot of ignorance, as I've talked about a lot over the years and tried to do something about whenever possible. You know, I don't think most reporters would have any understanding of how something like Gun Broker works, or how the federal laws impact these things. And even these senators who propose this stuff, like we talked about how they're making these claims, and it's like, I don't know that they would have an actual good understanding of what they're talking about here either. You know,
well, I don't think they do, because again, they're going down a different path. Look, these guys sit there, they've tried this, it didn't work. They've tried this, it didn't work. They've tried this, it didn't work. They did this, it didn't work. There were 23 executive orders by Obama. Then there were 31. Then Joe, he don't know his name, comes rolling into town. Oh, Biden. And those executive orders. So it's always an end run. Hey, guys, let's try this. So there's no possible way they can know, right?
Yeah, I mean, I just think that people would be surprised that these politicians in D.C. are almost more like the face of a organization when it comes to like a senator. They're not necessarily the ones, they're almost never the ones literally writing the bills. You're lucky if they're reading them, let alone understanding them well. I mean, now they have staffers that should be informing them of all the details of these things. But, you know, the way policymaking happens in D.C. these days, it's especially with how rushed everything gets.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these guys, they have a general idea of what they're voting for, but they're not usually experts on maybe any issue, but usually, and you know, just like any human being, you can't be an expert on everything. It's not possible.
Do you mean AOC's not an expert on anything?
I mean, look, certainly all these politicians like AOC and plenty of people on the Republican side too will act like they know they're an expert on absolutely everything, right? That's a common thing. You see that all over the place, right in life, in media, in your neighbor down the street. You know, people like to act like they know absolutely everything about everything. But the reality is, like, even senators like Blumenthal and Feinstein, who focus a lot on guns in particular from the gun control side of things, you know, I'm never really convinced that they know that much about own side's talking points on stuff. You know, these people are generalists. They're kind of the face of a bigger organization when it comes to, you know, they have a bunch of staff. They have a lot of people that make a senator happen, you know, not in a nefarious way necessarily. It's just like the reality of governing. Like they're it's very rare that you have a politician that actually is an expert on a number of things. Maybe you get them. They have like one specialty that they really focus on, but yeah, I'm not convinced that they know that much. And if the media were to cover this, most people in media don't know anything about firearms, whether it's how they work or
Hence the reload.
Exactly.
So here's what we're going to do. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about the reload, its origins, what it means, and how you can read it. I'm looking at it right here, and I use it as a source every single day. And I want to talk about the CDC and jabs, needles, vaccines, mandates, and guns. It all fits together. Stephen wrote about it, and I'm going to play you the latest Second Amendment Foundation TV spot coming up. We'll be right back with Stephen Gutowski. Don't go away. As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com. And you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free. Always will be.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today. This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Back to the show, indeed. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios, on the Crossbreed Holsters microphone. All of it presented to you today by X Insurance, a far superior company to anything you think you might have. If you are looking for CCW coverage, look no further than X Insurance. It's a real insurance company, A-rated, that writes you a real policy. Forget all the nonsense. Forget all the videos. Forget giving up email addresses. Forget being spammed. Forget all that. This is real insurance. It's not a program. It's not a self-defense certain type of coverage. It is insurance, a real policy, just like your homeowners, just like your automobile, just like your health. It's real insurance from an A-rated carrier. xinsurance.com, taking the firearms industry by storm for a reason. The Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, of which I am a member of the board. I've been sitting on that board for years. Carries X Insurance. Why? Because it's real A-rated insurance. Those other companies can't cover your businesses. They can't cover your lifestyles. They can't cover your gaps, umbrellas. They can't, because they're not insurance companies. Get real, just like you have for everything else in your life. xinsurance.com. Make it simple. ArmedAmericanNews.com, ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Click on X Insurance. It's right on the front. The portal is already there for you. It will take you right to where you need to be. If you're a police officer, they will write you coverage. You head the union, they will write all of your members coverage. You the sheriff, talk to them. They'll write all your deputies. They'll write your entire department with real insurance. That's right. It will pass muster. And guess what? The insurance commissioner in your state will say, oh, yeah, we know them, because they're an A-rated insurance company. Check it out, xinsurance.com. We don't play games with rookies here anymore. All of our partners, please make sure to check them out. Lead Slinger's Whiskey, TigerLight.net, the promo code AAR15, non-lethal self-defense, 96% effective. My wife carries it. My daughter carries it. She has it on campus right now as we're live to you today. MyPillow.com, the promo code is AAR. Please continue to support Mike. You guys are just knocking it out of the park. Towels, I think I've got six more towels. My wife is ordering more towels this week. And it's dirt cheap. The sheets, you get, use the promo code AAR, get double the sheets, and support the right to bear arms. Mike Lindell's got our back. We support him. That's how this works. When they hate us, we buy products from people who support us. That's the way we win. Make sure to check them all out. Gunbroker.com, DanielDefense.com. The raffle is there. You can see it on my website. North American Arms, Car Arms. It's the Car Arms Studios on Sundays. And, of course, Bursa. We can't forget Bursa. We can't forget North American. I just mentioned that, so we're good to rock and roll. Heaven's Harvest, by the way, $179. New promo coming up with them. HeavensHarvest.com. You need ample food storage. This will get you through. And with the new promo, when you order an entree kit, you're going to get a free gun case. That's right. A $40 value for free from Heaven's Harvest. I'll tell you when that's ready to kick off. Stephen Gutowski, Free Beacon, formerly of the Free Beacon. Sorry about that, Stephen. I keep forgetting, brother, you know. The Reload. Tell people about The Reload, how it came about. I've been a member since the day you opened the site, and I use you as a go-to source every day. Go for it.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, The Reload is kind of the antidote to exactly what we were just talking about in the last segment, where it's run by and written by people who know what they're talking about when it comes to guns, which is, I know, a novel concept in media these days, unfortunately. And so we focus on hard news coverage. We do some analysis as well, like we've talked about on this segment. But we try to have an impact on the world by telling, you know, stories that otherwise wouldn't be told. You know, I think the David Chipman ATF nomination is a good example of that, where we were able to find some questionable parts of his background and bring that to light for readers. And that had a significant impact on his nomination being pulled.
Boy, did it ever. When your work is being quoted on the Senate floor, dude, you've hit a home run. So congratulations for that. That's huge. I was thrilled for that thrilled for you when I saw that. Let's move quickly. It's thereload.com. What is it? $7.95, I think I pay to get access to everything, including the member newsletters, right?
Yes, it's you had the introduction rate, so it's $100 a year now, $10 a month. Although we may have some sales coming up soon too. People can join the newsletter for free. And get the Friday morning newsletter to get a taste of what it's like, to see if, you know, if they feel like it's worth subscribing to. But it's member funded. It's an independent publication. There's no secret shady backing here. It's all 100% mm-hmm. funded by the members.
CDC director commits to more gun violence research. It's pedal to the metal time. Let me start with this, Steve, and I'm going to try to bring up this audio here. This is the Second Amendment Foundation's new spot that will be, this is the television spot. Now, you know, I have been voicing the spots, guys, for the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. I love it. I was watching myself or listening to myself on Tucker just the other day. 22 stations, millions of Americans have seen it. I'm proud to be voicing these spots, nailing Joe Biden and his administration. This one is not voiced by me. This is a Second Amendment Foundation spot, but take a listen to this.
If Joe Biden can force a needle in your arm, he can take your gun. Joe Biden said it is not about freedom or personal choice.
This is not about freedom or personal choice. This is not about freedom or personal choice.
Joe Biden has already stated that gun violence is a public health epidemic. If Joe Biden can impose a vaccine mandate through executive power without Congress, there is no limit on what he could do to restrict our Second Amendment rights. He has vowed to take away our Second Amendment rights through gun bans, gun confiscation, and government regulations. We must fight back against Joe Biden's gun grab, and it starts with your text of PROTECT2A to 474747. Text PROTECT2A to 474747 to protect your Second Amendment rights. Text PROTECT2A to 474747 right now.
All right, Stephen, what that is in reference to, and I apologize if that was a little low. Greg, were you able to elevate that a little bit? We didn't test that before the show. Were we okay there? Okay, good deal. So you were able to hear that. Stephen, if the government can mandate, if Joe Biden, and now again, I'm going to tie this to your story, and we got to do it quick. If the government can mandate that I absolutely have to have a vaccine and tell me that I have to do it, what's to stop him under a pandemic of gun violence, an epidemic is where they're at now. Eventually, it's going to be a pandemic. From doing the same thing about my guns and your story. CDC director commits to more gun violence research. It's pedal to the metal time, brother. Take it away. You got a minute.
Yeah, well, first, you know, I think everybody should get vaccinated. Obviously, I'm vaccinated. But certainly you do see these same sorts of arguments being made in what the CDC announced recently. And the CDC director came out and did an interview with CNN where she used the same sort of language about gun violence that they've been using to justify the vaccine mandate. So certainly, obviously, there's a reason to be concerned about that for sure.
So here you have, now I want to point this out, as Stephen said, and that's what I love about this. He's vaccinated. He just told you that. He thinks everybody should be vaccinated. The difference is he's not forcing you to. He's just telling you I'm vaccinated. There's the difference between the government telling you what you have to do. Stephen, they're fighting now in restaurants in New York. Believe it or not, I actually agreed with Black Lives Matter supporting the people who were charged with assault trying to enter a restaurant because they didn't show their papers. This is the worst form of segregation you can find in America. It's like we're taking 50,000 steps backwards as we go forward. It's an amazing time to be alive. Freedom will always prevail, though. Stephen Gutowski, TheReload.com. Stephen, thanks for keeping my blood pressure down when these topics are so hot. I appreciate it very much. You know I love you to death. I can't wait to see you on the Gun Rights Policy Conference coming up this weekend, grpc.org to register. Just go there and register. It's real simple. It's free. Until we meet on the radio tomorrow, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. I will be off tomorrow as I'm flying to Michigan, but I'll see you on the radio soon enough.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.